She got the same thing the whole life. Probably still does.
It's bad because I have a friend in my classes whose name is Kiara. Yeah. My name is Kiara.
Are they spelled the same?
No, they're spelled. She spells it K-I, I spell it K-E.
Gotcha.
So how do you spell your name?
K-E-Y-A-R-A.
We will.
And what's your last name?
Henley. H-E-N-L-E-Y.
Thanks.
So that's our one.
Oh, awesome, yeah.
And then we'll sort of have this person.
Sydney Mollier, okay. Thanks.
Well, did you?
And, you know, if that one's especially if you're
touching. You know, we stay for the human service community. I can't say for the board.
You're right.
I think I'll just stick with Zach Jr.
I put my phone away. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Junior.
That would be a smile.
You think it'll be awesome to make that one? So she's a little common. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Thank you.
I don't think it's as common anymore. I know some people in their baby Zach anymore.
Yeah, but it's a good one.
Yes, you can. I don't know if you got it.
Or Zachary.
Email.
What is your email?
KieraHenley@gmail.com.
I know.
No dots or anything? Okay.
So this is your first meeting, right?
Yeah.
Jump started to tonight. Our next scheduled meeting is July 2nd. Right. So,
how much of an agenda do we have?
Are you done with school?
Okay. So, I mean, so the 4th of July, if you want, we can put something together.
Unless we have something pressing, we'll adjourn the meeting to
Oh, yeah, all the cold days you got to make up for, right? Yeah. Okay. Where are you going to school?
I will not be here. Like, if you decide it's on the 2nd, I won't be here because I'll be out of town.
Then we're going to meet on the 2nd.
Yeah,
for sure.
Unless you have a doctor's excuse, you
I have a plane ticket, but that's all I have.
Big deal. It's not going to be
Dallas
in July.
He's one of us.
He is.
We're staying at
government.
Brand new, it just opened this year.
Oh,
so I was checking it out. They got like a rooftop pool and bar, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna be fun.
You're gonna have to be in the pool to have whatever at the bar because it's gonna be so hot. Yeah,
my brother's wedding was in Dallas. I think he got married in 2016, and it was outside. It was like a barn wedding. And we were wearing full suits, and it was incredibly hot. It was so hot. I'm like, come on, short bows, just skip it all. I do, and let's go inside.
Don't forget, when you get there, I'm going to be one of the elders in there.
You're right. Did you get kicked out yet?
Pretty close, they gave me a warning.
When we were down there for the 4th of July a couple of years ago. And I was like, let's go to the parade. And she's like, well, they started at 8 in the morning because it's hot.
You don't know Mike's second.
And when it came morning, I was like,
His wife is from there, so that's why they had it down there. And they're, I mean, they still think it's hot.
Yeah.
But they're like,
he's got a tumor,
whatever.
Brain swelling.
And I'm like,
because it's their normal.
Yeah, I'm dying.
Like us when it's 20 below.
Yeah, right, yeah. They just kind of go. They do, and they don't do it.
Oh, geez.
You know.
Well, see, we've approached the hour 6:30 but passed. I'd like to call the monthly meeting of Human Services Committee to order. First thing we'll have is a roll call. Everyone here, we have one absence, is that correct?
One of the youth in government is here.
And we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before I have supervisor's comments, I'll make my comment, and that is to say that we have this scheduled meeting this month. Next month, it would fall on the 2nd, which is preceding the holiday, and there does not appear to be a plethora of agenda items available. So it very well may come to pass that we don't have a meeting on the 2nd of next month. We may have a meeting later in the month, if necessary, or very well may get deferred to the first week of August. So if you're planning purposes, that's out there. Also, I would like to welcome our youth and governance member here. Would you introduce yourself and give us the pronunciation for your name?
Hi, I'm Kiara Henley. It's pronounced Kiara, not Kiara.
Okay. So we'll think of key and then air, and we'll get it, right?
Yeah, that's how I used to explain it.
Okay, sounds good. We do have another youth and governance member, Sydney Ballyard, who's not here this evening, but we'll greet her when she comes in at some appropriate time. What we can do is just go around the table, though, and introduce ourselves, give yourself a little sentence or two on your background, how you came to the county board, what your occupation is outside the county board. Supervisor Berg, we'll start with you.
I'm Andy Berg, District 10. I work for the Department of Corrections, and I am the executive director for Garden of Eden.
And I'm David Celebrate. I'm District 5, and I'm a local attorney.
Daniel, you're next.
I'm Daniel Gashke, Kenosha County Board's District 7. And I don't serve on this committee, but I have an interest in human services, and so I often attend these meetings. My wife and I are small business owners who run a music school for children.
Kathy?
I'm Kathy Duberstein. I work for the Department of Human Services, so I take the minutes at these meetings and type them up after. Send out agendas every month, so I'll do that for you as well.
Thank you.
John?
John Jansen. I'm the director of the Kenosha County Department of Human Services.
I'm Laverne Jarris, director of the Division of Aging and Disability Services, reporting to Jen.
Zach Rodriguez, District 8, and currently, for my summertime role, I work in the service department at Palmer.
And I'm Amy Maurer. I'm District 15, which is actually like summers, because we're throwing out numbers and nobody knows where those are. So, I'm a small business owner in Kenosha, and I'm new, like you. So I don't really, you know, this is all new to me as well.
And I'm giving the District 12 supervisor, which are also your mentors.
My name is Bill Grady. I'm a local eye doctor, chair of this committee. And my district is the first district, which goes approximately from Carthage south to the Harbor Park area. So that's it. Welcome to the committee. If there's any questions you have, you can talk to Gabe afterwards, myself afterwards. Proceed along with our business then. Any supervisors' comments at this point? Zach?
I had a constituent reach out to me a little upset, didn't think the county was doing enough with the opioid epidemic. I did have a chance to speak with our ME here in the county and kind of go over what she's done and some of the programs she's put in place. And I was hoping she was going to be here tonight. But she did say she was going to make a presentation tonight, so I thought I was going to be here, but I guess it'll be later on tonight. And I did get a bunch of notes that I was able to, you know, then relay to the constituent. We're doing a lot, and it's not always the easiest thing to get that out there. And, you know, maybe it's not the catchiest headline. You know, we start a program, then it is for, you know, three people die in 12 hours. But I just want to put that on the record that there are tons of programs that, you know, Human Services is doing, to the DA, to, you know, through the Sheriff's Department grants that we've used for them. This is not something that we're just sitting idly by letting happen.
Supervisor Berg,
do you want to even send her my way or discuss with her? I had also recently went to the ribbon cutting in West Dallas for Rogers. They opened up a 10-bed residential facility. Mm-hmm. 80% of drug abusers, drug and alcohol, have a mental health diagnosis. So it's kind of all really relevant together. So if you want to work with me and try to
for sure.
To folks and whatnot, very open to that.
Very well. Any other supervisors' comments? Seeing none, we'll close supervisors' comments. We'll take a look at approval of the minutes of May 7th. 2019, I assume that everyone has seen those in their packets. Any comments? If none, I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Supervisor Nutter approve. Second, Supervisor Maurer. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Other sign? None. Anything governance?
Aye.
You can say aye or nay. Thank you. The next item on our agenda, item number 5, resolution to approve the appointment of Mr. William Erickson to the Kenosha County Veterans Service Commission. Are you handling this, Mr. Jansen?
Yes, I am. Actually, the next four resolutions are all board or committee reappointments, so that's why they aren't in attendance tonight. So Mr. Erickson has served on the Veterans Service Commission, has made and attended all 13 out of 13 meetings, and is a contributing member to that.
Very active in the veterans community, and we'd ask for his reappointment to that commission.
Very well. Do you have the motion in front of you? Paperwork? Because I've got these other ones here, but I don't believe I have one for Mr. Erickson.
Yes, you do. You had, I think his was put in second to last. I actually had it in my hand today.
Does she have it in hers?
Yeah, packet. She may.
Well, I will have that as well, but I know I had all of them over there today. Where did they go? This one.
I have one that is in the packet here.
Oh, yeah, it is in the packet as well.
So motions are made. We have a motion. Who made the motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Supervisor Berg makes a motion. Second?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Celebrate. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Youth and Governance? Aye. Motion carries. Next up, resolution to approve the reappointment of Dr. Margaret Regner Hodge to the Kenosha County Board of Health.
So the next three resolutions are all reappointments to the Board of Health, and the Board of Health has specific requirements of the membership that needs to be participating on that, and Dr. Regner fulfills the role of, or Dr. Hodge, fulfills the role of the veterinary, the person that is the request. So she has made the majority of the meetings, and the ones she has missed have been excused absences, probably mostly related to work because they meet over the lunch hour. On a regular basis.
Okay. Motion to approve Dr. Margaret Regner Hodge.
Move to approve.
Second. Supervisor. Approve second. Approved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Motion passes. Next up on the docket, we have Dr. James Foster. John?
Yeah, Dr. Foster is once again a reappointment to the Board of Health. He has served in the capacity of chair for the past several years. He's currently just an active member and fulfills the role of requirement of having an MD on the Board of Health. His excused absences were also related to work or an occasional personal issue.
Very well. Motion to approve.
Second.
Senator Nudo, second. By Supervisor Berg. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Motion carries. On to item number 8, resolution to approve the reappointment of Mrs. Julie E. Robinson to the Kenosha County Board of Health.
And as part of the requirement on the Board of Health, since we do receive funding from the city, is that they are to submit somebody for that position to oversee some of their interests. Ms. Robinson does fulfill that and has been an active member when she's been in attendance. I'd ask for her reappointment also.
Motion to approve.
Just to clarify, does she work for the city of Kenosha then, or is it just a rep?
No, she's a rep for the city. She was a city council person at one point, but I don't believe she is a city employee. She's just representing the mayor appointed her to take.
So it's just representative from the city. Okay.
Correct.
So we're looking for a motion approved.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? No. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Resolution passes.
Thank you.
Now to Number nine, resolution asking Governor Evers and the Wisconsin State Legislature to apply for a waiver from federal rules excluding institutional stays from Medicaid coverage. Who will handle this one?
Just as background, and in the first paragraph, the federal rules exclude persons 22 to 64 years of age from Medicaid coverage in an institute for mental disease. Medicaid will pay for coverage if the psychiatric beds are within a general hospital. So years ago, over many years, we enjoyed a better rate or coverage under Medicaid at St. Luke's and Racine, but then they reduced the number of beds, and because of staffing, they also were not accepting as many of the people that we were referring. So we have been increasingly using Winnebago for our hospital placements and commitments. In November of last year, the federal government made available a waiver to states that would allow them to apply for this waiver and to get coverage under Medicaid for this population in an IMD. And so what this resolution does is to encourage the state of Wisconsin to apply for this waiver so that that those services can be covered by Medicaid. That could happen either as the state matching the federal, so the federal share would come in, the state could match that if they had the Medicaid dollars, or even if the county had to match the federal dollars, at least we would be receiving some reimbursement. That's one of our biggest costs in behavioral health is hospitalization. So this would help if the state submitted it and it was approved, it would help substantially. A question came up at the legislative committee whether this had anything to do with the Medicaid expansion, and it does not. It's two separate separate things.
So if I understand the rationale behind this, it's twofold: to provide better service to Kenosha County people who are affected, and then also to reduce the expenditure that's being put forth towards them, plus convenience. If they have to go all the way to Winnebago, that certainly is more time and effort than if they're local. Is that correct?
Yes, although this wouldn't take care of that part of it. I mean, we'd still have to be taking a lot of people to Winnebago, but we would it would save a tremendous amount of money to save the county a tremendous amount of money if Medicaid were to cover those services instead of the county.
So if Medicaid were to cover these services, are there more local avenues available open to us than what we have presently? I mean, would we see that potentially happen, or is that not necessarily going to happen?
Not necessarily. It could, but some of the private hospitals won't take the severity of conditions of the people that we send to.
And that was part of the problem in St. Luke's, right?
Pardon me? Well, St. Luke's, it could be, yes, that was part of the problem there. Also, there's Aurora Psychiatric Services in Wauwatosa, Rogers in Milwaukee. There is a hospital in Waukegan that we still haven't worked out. There's a legal concern in terms of crossing borders that we haven't been able to address.
Very well. Entertain a motion to approve. Supervisor Nudo?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Maurer. Discussion?
How many other counties have done this? Or how many states do you know have applied and gotten this waiver?
Well, it's still pretty new. I think we may be the first county to have a resolution to encourage the state to do so. There's the discussion is finally occurring with the Wisconsin County Human Services Association and some discussion with the state, and they are considering it. With the current law, they would have to, if the state were to pull together a waiver, and it's a complicated process. A previous waiver took a couple of years to put together, but if they put it together, then they still have to go to Joint Finance Committee for approval to submit it. So we would have to have both support from the administration as well as the legislature.
So now if the legislature does this specifically ask the federal government to reimburse the state, or would this waiver only apply to us?
No, it would be the state, yeah.
Through the chair, does this cover Chapter 51s as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where our biggest expense is. The people that we have committed at Winnebago who don't who fall into this age category that are not covered by Medicaid.
Okay. Any further comments by supervisors, committee members? Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
It's fair to say that this was also approved previously by the Legislative Committee, so we're the second committee to take a look at this. Any committee member comments? We're on to item number 10 now. I just had a comment. We're taking a look at these reappoints people that came through previously on these items 5 through 8, and they all largely succeeded themselves. That's correct?
Yes.
And I think that's appropriate that we can have our meetings here without necessarily having to do the vetting procedure, at least, you know, want to see the person in front of you. So this is a matter of policy. Reappoints not such a big deal, but it is my preference if we have new individuals coming in that are going to be doing some type of commission, board type thing. We would like to have them appear in front of the committee if at all possible. I also noted that many of these resolutions carry a mileage stipend similar to what we get here. I have seen in one or two, and I don't know if any of these have them, a per diem, where the committee member can actually get a per diem.
These don't. These two.
Right.
Oh, excuse me, the Veterans Commission does have a per diem.
Okay. So just to alert us to that fact, what is the per diem in this case, we know. And if you don't have it now, it's not crucial.
I'll send out an email.
At the next committee meeting, please just advise us so we're aware of that.
I believe it's $50, but I'm not 100%.
$50?
Sure. I believe so.
I think it's something like
that. Okay, somewhere like that. Committee member comments, anything you'd like to talk about, discuss, bring up? Youth and Governance, anything you'd like to?
No.
As long as there's no any other business or committee member comments, I would move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moving seconded, all those in favor of adjourning say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Thank you for coming. Welcome to your first meeting.
Thank you.
Are you going to speak for that?
Oh, no, I can't.
Kat, did you have her?
Okay.
Her
I have. So we got this next meeting.
Do we have it before tonight? Or is it you, Scott?
I just got it.
Was Gable?
I don't know. Did Supervisor Gable contact anyone?
No. Or did we put him down as please okay. List him as being excused.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
How recent was the situation?
We know. What situation?
This health situation.
Talk to
who?
Not even you,
but
it's tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Well, probably. There we go.
That's right. We're out of the door now.
I don't know. Do we have a way to find out?
Oh, I need you guys to sign also. Berg, where's Andy? No, I think just celebrate. Because he started going the opposite direction. I'm so glad I left. Thank you. I know I had that other resolution. Where could it have gone? I think I went to make fun of somebody and then Yeah, I put that on all these.
Richard Willoughby. Somebody who has received those services, so he's his adult child receives services through the Burn Child Disability Insurance.